Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. So today we want to talk about freedom in a couple ways. And the first way is this week, Huda is starting college at the University of Arizona. She has that freedom to pursue her education. You were in an educational leadership class.
This project was about research and group presentation. It's mostly about focusing how to improve the communication skills. And my project was about the faking news and corrupted journalism. I focused on propaganda and censorship on the news in Syria and how it happened by the government and Syrian government and Russian government too.
There was a particular story you told from talking to your cousin.
One of the story of my cousin, when he served in Syrian military, which is its mandatory service. So I asked him when he finished his service, I met him and I asked him about how the soldiers who they are from Syria, how they could bombing that and destroying Syria. And his answer was, in the military bases, they only had 3 channels to watch the news, which is 2 of them are under the Syrian government agency news, and the other one was ruled under Russian government, which is by these 3 channels, they only showing the soldiers that what's happening in Syria, it's not a revolution, it's someone wants to destroy their country. It's foreign entries under their country. So when they were bombing the cities, they didn't know that they were bombing their people. They just thought they are bombing the people who want to destroy their country.
Listeners would also be familiar with the Russian channel because it also broadcasts in America.
I just want to say, it really hurts when you see someone dying in the street, children. They are walking in the street and they get bombed or they shot. It's really bad to see in the government news that these people who killed in the street are germs or bad people. And also it's so bad when the Syrian government used the chemical in the cities in Damascus. And when we received the pictures of people who dying and children who choking, the Russia Today said that these people were fabricated. What they did, they were just fabricated.
Huda, when I hear you talk about this, and I deeply value your courage in speaking. I think that's really important. And I think we need that too. Obviously, what's happening and happened in your country is much worse than what we're seeing in our country right now. But there are echoes in all the stories you tell that we are also seeing here now. And so that courage to say what you actually see and to speak the truth and to use your freedom of speech and to get your education and be the brave, strong, smart, loving heart that you are is really wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. It's really nice of you. I appreciate that.
From here, we are speaking freely.
من هنا نتكلم بحرية.